Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The power of spiritual control. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:17 to 18. Two factors need to be identified with these verses. First, the preceding context confines the primary application to behavior, just as the following context relates the behavior to the fellowship of believers. Secondly, the imagery stresses control of that behavior by the Holy Spirit, contrasting drunken behavior with filled behavior. The filling is not synonymous with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, since all twice-born are so baptized, but not all are filled. Nor is it equal with or subsequent to speaking in tongues, since some specifically identified as being filled with the Holy Spirit, John the Baptist, Elizabeth, Jesus, never spoke in tongues. Some individuals, Paul, Peter, Stephen, were filled on different occasions. Apparently, the filling produces a temporary effect, like alcohol does. The effect of the filling of the Holy Spirit enhances or encourages a godlike behavior, in contrast to the Satan-like behavior stimulated by alcohol. Some passages equate power with this filling, and others equate it to wisdom. However, the immediate context lists four evidences of the Holy Spirit's control: songs of praise together, personal singing and private melody to God in our hearts, thanksgiving, and voluntary submission to one another in the Lord. Since the Holy Spirit distributes gifts to the saints for the purpose of building the body of Christ, it stands to reason that the Holy Spirit's control would be designed to enhance and stimulate the ministry of believers to each other and their personal joy and awareness of the goodness of God.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.